Yo, and welcome to this episode of the Ninja Studios Community Update. I am here today with...
Oh, yo, it's me, Priv, my friend.
Priv, my friend. Is it probably Priv or definitely Priv this time?
It's probably Priv.
Okay.
Or just my friend, Priv.
My friend, Priv? Like Mr. Rogers?
No. I'm not in a happy little town. This is not my happy neighborhood, all right?
It could be, you know. Ninja Studios is, though, right?
Yeah, no, it's my home. I'm actually a moderator over in the Ninja Studios Discord. You'll get in here soon. Matrix / Element, whichever way you want to call it.
Yeah, I think technically it's called Matrix, and Elements is one of the applications that you can use to get to the Matrix.
Oh, so Element is a friend and the Matrix is the backend protocols. Gotcha.
Yeah, what he said. yeah, Telegram too. Shoot, you know, we're everywhere. Look us up, Ninja Studios. It's great. But today... we're going to talk about what we did new last month, which was March. We changed quite a bit of things. I guess the first thing we'll talk about is the Bounten rules. We completely revamped the Bounten rules, made it look prettier, make it easier to read, hopefully. There's a couple new rules. There's some new details in some of the channel descriptions. I strongly urge you guys to read those, even if you have read them in the past, just to kind of brush you up. I don't expect you guys to memorize everything, because I don't even know what everything says in there. I use it as more of a reference. Anytime I think of something or want to do something, I go to the Bounten rules and look for what I'm interested in doing or starting. And that's kind of how I use it. But the new rule that we have is... rule number 14. Anyone can at rules, but don't at more than two rolls at a time. And don't at unrelated rolls. Doing so will get you a strike or a warning. If you're unsure what rolls are related to your post, ask a staff member. Or you can find out more in the Unlock Rolls channel, which was also completely revamped. And the reason why we limit it to two is because there's not really any situation where you would need more than two rolls. Let's say, for example, MMO shooter or shooter Xbox, shooter PC, racing game Nintendo. That kind of thing. There's no situation where you would need more than two. And if it's multi-platform, just do the game and the genre. So, you know, racing and Mario Kart. Those are your two roles that you would at. And as long as you guys have your Ninja Studios notifications set to at mention, you'll be good. And if you have all of your Discord notifications turned off, I strongly urge you to customize those, because that will not only help your experience in Ninja Studios, but it'll help your experience in Discord overall. But especially in Ninja Studios. Go on.
I was going to add, if you have it, at least I mentioned, in the Ninja Studios multiverse, we have these all different platforms. If you don't want that to get mentioned by that role, you don't have to click it. If you want to see stuff about it, get that role. Then if someone wants to do something with it, go ahead and add that role and we'll see it then.
Yep. And we only add everyone for this update. This is the only thing we ever add everyone at all. We don't even add here anymore, because we just add people that would be interested in things rather than anyone that is in the app, which is the difference between at here and at everyone. Is at here is anybody that's online, At everyone is everyone, regardless of their status in Discord. Online, busy, away, offline, doesn't matter. But those were the major changes in the About and Rules. Did you have any questions or any follow-ups?
I was about to say, if you already did like or agree to the rules, make sure you go re-agree to them, because that all got reset.
Oh, yeah.
And we're also paying attention now to who's accepting rules and who's not. And sadly, we had to de-rank to get rules back just to keep it clean on the back end so we know what's going on.
Yep. There is a de-rank system in this community. If you're a novice and you've accepted the rules, you will de-rank if you don't rank up to Genin, at least. But if you rank up to Genin, the amount of time that it takes for you to de-rank is a lot. Like, you would have to go months without saying anything. But, you know, if you're a novice and all you did was accept the rules and we've reached out to you multiple times and you've never really communicated with us or anything, we'll probably de-rank you after a month. And all that means is you're back to casual and you have to accept the rules again. And then you're novice again and you can try again. But the reason why we do that is so, you know, one, we know who's active in the community and who wants to be active in the community, so we know who we need to reach out to and do our part for, instead of spending time reaching out to people that don't really want to be involved. So, you know, that being said, we also changed up the member progression system. You know, we've always been pretty active about our members' progression through the community because we are different, and we want to be very clear and direct with you guys on how we do things differently from the start. So from the moment you talk in the community, from the moment you join the community, you are in a member progression, which means we will reach out to you. We'll ask you what roles you want. We'll talk to you and be like, hey, what are you interested in? What do you want to be a part of? What do you do? What would you like to do? And then each time that you rank up beyond novice, say Genin, Chunin, Jonin, etc., we'll message you again and we'll revisit the roles and interests that you have. If you want any taken away, you want any added, that would be the time to do that. And we do that throughout your entire progression in the community, which is a new system and a more polished system, but it's something that we've always done. It's just now it's an official thing we do.
So one update with the progression system is I'm actually really excited about to see the new content makers, if they want to make content, they get that with a Jonin now.
Yeah. When you're yep.
the rules behind that, by if you want to share your content, make sure you give support to other people, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, and when you unlock the Jonin rank, and the way that you unlock the Jonin rank, I won't get into too much detail, but the Jonin, Genin, and Chunin are all unlocked by the amount of messages and the amount you talk in the community. And once you unlock those, the Jonin specifically, you get the ability to create events yourself. Anybody can create events, but if you're below Jonin, you have to ask an admin or a mod to do it for you. But if you're Jonin, you can do it yourself. And also, when you're a Jonin, you just automatically get the content creator role, so you can self-promote, you can be a part of collabs, you can jump in the broadcasting voice without being dragged, and all kinds of other perks within the community. Like, also, Jonin is when you can apply to be staff. But you can find out all of the details about this in the Unlock Roles. All of the information, all of the requirements, all the prerequisites, everything that you would ever need to know about any of the roles that we have in the community. You can read or look up in the Unlock Roles channel.
Did we ever update saying making sure people like cookies on the applications? I can't remember.
Yeah, we did actually. Yeah, all of the applications have been updated as well. I forgot about that.
If you like brownies like me, we may have to have a brownie cookie war going on.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have the brownie staff and the cookie staff. We'll give the brownie staff all the dirty work.
No. No, that's the cookie's job. Brownie, period, right? Nice brown with some ice cream. Delicious.
I mean, I ain't gonna argue with that. 100%. Go ahead.
No, go for it. And I cut you off.
No, go ahead. Because I was gonna toss it to you anyway.
Oh, I was just gonna say, and now I lost my train of thought.
Well, shit. All right, well, I'll give you another train. So,
all right, perfect.
What is it you and Lemon are deciding to do with the art?
With the art in general?
Yeah, like with the art classes, tutorials, all events, and all that stuff.
We were slacking on the monthly challenges for art because everyone gets busy with life.
Right.
Here coming up, we're going to have a new challenge and tutorials in GIMP / Photoshop, and we're gonna have like just art day eventually here relatively soon. I think I'm gonna have one the 16th of April to come down, ask questions, try to figure stuff out. Oh, have fun. It gets kind of tricky in the art because art is everything, right? You can take a photo and it'd be considered art, or you can create pen and paper.
Yeah. So yeah.
If you have questions on like, hey, what can I work on? Feel free to post that in the art channel in any of the Discord, Atmosphere, Gilded, etc. Then one of us or another community member will come and get pointers or creative criticism. That word. You know that word.
Yes. So, So used to we would have like art classes and art tutorials and stuff in the Knowledge Seeker events and the Help Advice channel. But all of that is moving to the art channel. And I'm pretty excited about the art tutorials, not gonna lie, because I'm always about learning how to do different artistic things. And even for people that don't think they're artistic, I think you guys would have fun joining those and learning some art tricks. And then maybe one day you would feel comfortable enough entering one of the art challenges.
Dude, that's a funny thing with art, though, man. I've seen some badass stick figures.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, dude. I mean, did you see my witch stick figure?
Yeah. Just with the new hair and everything, my friend. It's amazing. We should make that into money art.
But, it should be an NFT, man. No lie.
Yeah, perfect. Huh? But, NFTs are getting out of control, but that's a whole different art topic for a different day.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter on your skill level. We have people willing to give you the time and skills, or help build the skills for something that's art, that's gaming, that's music, that's anything and everything you want. That's why we are different. I still love that. That is such a good slogan there.
It really is, dude. Yeah, I don't know whoever came up with that. They were pretty cool.
We are different for 2020.
Wait, that was you? Shit, I take that back.
Oh, yeah. an asshole that likes brownies, you know? But yeah, no, there's a lot coming down the way for art.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. So other events that I wanted to cover was we're trying to do a lot more events that aren't just based on video games. Like, I don't want there to just be looking for group events or just game night events. So I'm going to be doing a lot of, like, chit-chat events, like maybe start-of-the-day coffee. You know, me and one other or three other people get together in that one place and drink some coffee at 4 a.m. before we start our day. You know, that type of thing. Or while we're in the car on the way to work or whatever we may be doing. Just chit-chat and, you know, kind of wake up together kind of event. I want to do those. I also want to do some other just general chit-chat events where we just get together and talk about, you know, general things or maybe a chit-chat event about a specific topic, maybe some of those. There's also going to be a lot more now watching events. I know the Moon Knight event is going to be every Friday going forward. And even if you guys have already seen the episode before Friday, we'll be doing a Moon Knight talk immediately after we watch it. So the title of it will change from Moon Knight to Moon Knight Talk. And then you guys can just jump in. We can talk about the episode, you know, maybe throw out some theories or what we liked, what we didn't like, where we think it's going to go, et cetera, et cetera. And then eventually, once there's 3 or more episodes for Halo, I want to do a binge watch for that where we watch 3 or more episodes. But that'll be whenever there's 3 or more episodes, I'll plan that out. And we'll do that the same way.
Nope, sorry.
Where we talk about it afterwards. Go ahead.
To add on to random non-game events, I actually hosted a goals. How can we help each other reach our goals? Chat the other day. And it was crazy to hear people's goals. Some were internal goals. Some were like, hey, I want to get gold, whatever. And it was pretty epic to hear the advice as people in the community would get to each other to help reach our goals. It's completely different. This experience in this community is crazy compared to other communities. Which leads us back to we're different.
How many times can we put our slogan in an update?
let's go for 57.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude. But let's see. Also, there's going to be on May 4th, I'm going to be starting the campaign for Star Adventures back up. And if you don't know what Star Adventures is, it's set kind of... It's kind of set in the Star Wars universe, but you're not limited to Star Wars characters. And what I mean by that is you don't have to make somebody with the Force. You don't have to make somebody that's a smuggler. It's pretty homebrew friendly. So, like, if you want to bring a Doctor Who character or a Star Trek character or any other sci-fi fandom character into this Star Adventures universe... That's a thing. But we use the FFG system, and it's got the Force dice, and it's got the Destiny points, and all kinds of interesting things. And if you've always played 5e or Pathfinder, it is very different in the way that it's more narrative-driven and less numbers-driven. So it really... Adds more emphasis on people role-playing and adding flavor to their movements and stuff like that. Because there isn't actually calculated movement in this system. There's just short, medium, long, extreme. That's the range things. And that's completely up to the GM on whether it's short, medium, long, or extreme. And it depends on the situation, Depends on the room, you know, because like in some situations, short could be a foot, but in space, short could be a couple miles. So, you know, it's subjective, which makes it very interesting for flavor and stuff like that. But I have a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun with it, and the campaign it'll be fun. I'm gonna start planning out the campaign on May 4th. Well, I'll start the campaign on May 4th. The first session will be planned after that. But just because we're not in session doesn't mean that the campaign isn't going. What I mean by that is, like, I'm the type of GM that, like, if the campaign's going, I'm going to be randomly popping off in character. You know, like, for example, if the campaign was going right now and I was doing this update with Priv, I would probably go into a Star Adventures character out of nowhere and just ask Priv's character a question or put him into a situation where he has to make a choice. Or maybe we're playing Halo on Halo night or Smite on Smite night. And I pop in the character and I force Cheetah to make a decision for his Star Adventures character. So that's kind of how I do my campaigns. we're never out of campaign. We might be out of session, but we're never out of campaign. There's always opportunities for character progression. If I think it's something cool or fun to do, I'm just going to do it, regardless of what we're doing. You know, I might call you at, you know, while you're on your lunch break and just fully go into a character with a scene and everything in mind and just roll with it. And then all of those things will tie into the sessions that we do. And depending on the amount of characters that we get and players that we get, we'll be doing either, you know, a dedicated four-man squad or 2 4-man squads or a West Marches system. And if you don't know what a West Marches system is, it's basically whoever's available at this time is who's in the session. And then they rotate each session. So you could be with a completely different group of people every session.
Oh, so like Adventurers League for D&D.
Yeah, exactly like that, yeah. So if that's how we did it last time. We did West Marches. But we also had like 22 people that were playing it, so. But it just depends on how many people we have interested in playing it.
All right, so I hear all these stories about Cheetah blowing up everything in the last Star Adventures. Is Cheetah allowed to come play if he's going to blow up everything?
Oh, yeah, it's fine, man. I don't mind. It makes things more difficult when he does that. Not just for him, but for everybody. I mean, if you start a war and you're level 1 and you're in the middle of the war, of course it's going to make that campaign a little bit harder.
So, everyone be like, we're going to start a war. Got it.
Well, that's what Cheetah's done in the past, and he made the campaign super, super difficult for everybody because he just plunged everybody's level 1 character into a war. And he ended up killing, like, 3 of his characters after that because he was in the middle of a war. So they were either running for their lives or hiding for their lives. And if they did confront something, they probably died. But, you know, that's how it goes. I ain't gonna hold punches, you know. Circumstances for your actions are very real. And every action has a circumstance.
So if you're interested, keep that in mind in any tabletop. A lot of our DMs in the community, GMs, DMs, whatever you want to call them, they're the same to me, and I get called I'm wrong. So go ahead and flame me down wherever this gets posted. But just keep in mind, other people are playing the game with you.
Yes, that is true. Very true. It is a team effort. A group effort. It is a group versus the DM or GM, depending on the tabletop you're playing. But I think that's pretty much it. I don't think we really need to mention anything else, right?
We went over the upgrades for roles and roles.
Oh,
we went
over also, we have a splash page. It's gmr.tv/ns. And that will have a link to everything. It's pretty much just a splash page where you can get to everything. There's also an email list on there, which I strongly recommend you guys sign up for. So, like, if for whatever reason we lose connection with a large part of our community, that is a way for us to reach out to you guys and reconnect. So, like, let's say, for example, Discord completely shuts down one day, and you didn't realize it. But the only way you knew how to get in contact with me or anybody in the community was through Discord. That email list is a way for us to make sure that there's still a connection there, regardless of what happens. But, I mean, that's really the only time we'll ever use it, is for very special occasions. Like, I'm not going to be spamming you newsletters or updates or any of that stuff, unless it's something that you guys request a lot. You know, if a lot of you request that I send you guys emails with the update every month, I might do that. But that would probably be the only thing that I would use it for outside of emergency connection type issues.
Do we even have a newsletter? Like, I'm thinking back, and I don't think we do.
No, we don't. But I'm, you know, like I said, if you guys want it, that could be a thing. And that email list would be how we would create it. So that's on gmr.tv/ns. But I do believe that is everything. Oh, also, if you guys want events on other things, I know we talk about doing events on Discord a lot. And we don't really do any events on Gilded Matrix, Telegram, or anything else. And the reason why we don't is because nobody has interest in events on those things. So if you want us to start doing events on those things, just, you know, let us know. Be like, yo, when you gonna do an event for this here? Maybe you guys want to do a Knowledge Secret class on the Matrix space. Or maybe you guys want to do Overwatch night on the Gilded server. You know, like, we're not going to do those things if nobody's going to show up. The reason why we do them on Discord is because usually somebody brings it up, and then we're like, okay, there's interest in this. Let's do it. So, you know, the events aren't limited just to Discord, is basically what I'm saying.
That also reminds me, we are actually going to revamp the Gilded once more, make it more to the classic Ninja Studios style we have over here in Discord. If you guys want to see something different there, let us know somewhere, and we can make that happen also.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we're very flexible. We're a shape-shifting entity.
So that's why we're different.
Yeah, we're just a shape-shifting entity. You know, we shape-shift into what our community needs, wants, and is interested in. And we go where, you know, where we fit. We try to reach out and accept as many different types of people that we possibly can. Sort of like that big old, what is it, the gelatinous cube?
Oh, from 5E?
Yeah.
Dude, we eat everything.
Oh, jeez. Now he's going to put that in the next, next freaking session. Dang it.
Well, he, no, I am one of the GMs, DMs, whatever you want to call me, for that brilliant right now. And we've kind of been on a break, sadly, because life happens and all of us had to deal with certain things. The next session should be Tuesday, April the 12th.
Hell yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited for it. That being said, I probably will not record, stream, or in any way broadcast Star Adventures. I want that to be a completely in-community experience. Like, you got to be in the community, you got to be a part of it type of experience. It'll be fun. I love GMing, and I'm a very unique GM. So, yeah. Some people love my style. Other people hate it. But anyway, thank you guys for being here for the Ninja Studios update. You got any final words, man?
Yeah, thanks for having me on this this fine update, you know?
Yeah, I did. Next update, we'll probably have another guest with us. I'm not sure who it'll be. If you guys are interested in being a part of this update where we talk, we bounce back and forth, you know, we can talk about what's new, what's coming, all that good stuff. There's a channel in the Discord called Collab Central where you can, you know, be like, yo, I want to be a part of the update. And if you don't use Discord, you can also let us know anywhere else. Just reach out. Talk to us, we'll talk back. Let us know what you need, let us know what you want, and we'll get it going. But anyway, thank you guys again for being here for this update. Catch you next time.